Blog Talk Radio.
Beasley, and we'd like to welcome each and every one. Amen, amen. Our scripture is coming from St. John 3 and verse 16. Our foundational scripture: for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen, amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we want to thank you for another day. We're thanking you for each and every one, all our listeners and all those that participate, Father God. We're thanking you for those that are listening by internet, Father God. Lord, we're just thanking you for your traveling mercies as our pastor is back with us today, Father God, to guide him and direct him, Father God. And Lord, we just ask you to be with each and every one of us, Father God. And Lord, we're praying for all those, Father God, who have asked us to keep them in prayer, Father God, those that are sick and shut in, those that are bereaved, Father God, those who are going through, Father God. We know you're a way maker out of no way, Father God, and all we have to do is put our trust in you, Father God. For the scripture says to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not into thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So, Father God, help us to stand on your word and help us to live according to the word of God. In Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen, amen. Well, we'd like to thank each and everyone for being with us throughout the week, Father, and thanking you for our pastors having a safe trip back. And we ask at this time if Evangelist Renee is available, if she would give us a sandwich.
Good morning.
Good morning.
To God be the glory. Thanking him for bringing Pastor back safely from his vacation. Pray he's had a wonderful time.
Amen.
The first piece of bread will come from 1 John 2 and 6. Those who say they live in God should live their lives as Jesus did.
Amen.
Okay. This we're going to put a piece of bread will be coming from you.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just put my own. The second piece of bread will be Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lay down in green pastures. He restores my soul. Okay, inside, oh, it didn't go up. Inside that piece of bread, we're going to put the scripture we stand on every day. By his stripes, we are healed.
Yes.
We are more than conquerors.
Mm-hmm.
God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for that delicious sandwich. Amen. Our spirit says thank you. Amen, amen. Well, praise God. Well, we're going to start our review off with reading. 1 John, we have been teaching on love. So 1 John 4, 7 through 16, talking about the love of God. Now, we have learned that there's other types of love, but we're talking about the godly kind of love. Amen. So 1 John 4, and I'll read it from the King James, beginning with verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for God is of love. And everyone that loveth is born of God, and God, and knoweth God. I'm sorry. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might through him, that we might live through him. Amen. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Son. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Amen, amen. Thank God for his love. Amen. And so when you look at this love, the purpose of God's love is for us to grow that fruit, because you see, love is one of the fruits of the Spirit. And so we are God's children. We have accepted him as our Savior. This is one of the fruits, and the fruit is love. And so we need to have his love within us. And when we do that, we are going to seek the highest good of others, and we are going to obey God. So that's why it's so important for us to have God's love. Now, there's other love. There's sensual love between brothers and sisters. You have that brother and sisterly love, or the divine love, which this is what John is teaching on. This is what he's telling us, that we are to have that divine love, that God love. Amen. So you can't say you love God when you can't love your brothers. Amen. That's so important, our brothers and our sisters. We have to have that kind of love. And I was going through my notes, and I found some more notes on love. Praise God. And I'm going to talk about that, and then we're going to see if anyone else has something they'd like to share on the love. So it was saying there's four types of love. It says four types of love in the Bible. And that is Eros, E-R-O-S. There is storge, S-T-O-R-G-E. There is philia, P-H-I-L-I-A. And then there's agape, A-G-A-P-E. So when you're looking at this, so when it's talking about the first love, that's Eros, and that's talking about the romantic love. Okay? And that love seeks its own interest and satisfaction. Then when we talk about storge or storge, this type of love is the love that we have for our family. The affectionate bond that develops naturally between parents and children, brothers and sisters. And then we have, and I'm going to try to pronounce this right, philia, P-H-I-L-I-A. And this love is the type.
It's phileo love.
Phileo love. Thank you, Pastor. Amen. And this type of love is a type of intimate love. In the Bible, it says that most Christians practice toward each other. And these are Greek words also. Amen. And then the last type of, praise God, is the agape love. And this is the highest of the four types of love in the Bible. And it said, also this term defines God's immeasurable, incomparable love for humankind. And that's the agape love, perfect, unconditional, sacrificial love. So I wanted to bring that out. I knew I had this through the week, but at that time I couldn't find it. So I said, good, I can bring it out during the weekend. So This is the kind of love that we want to have, that divine love, that agape love, that unconditional love, the love that God has for us. So, you know, a lot we were in, like the Message Bible, even though I read it out of the King James also. But in the Message Bible, it says God is love. It says, my beloved friend, let us continue to love each other, since love comes from God. And I say that again. My beloved friend, let us continue to love each other, since love comes from God. It says, everyone who loves is born of God. So you see, that's why we have to become new in Christ, so we can have that love. So it says, everyone who loves is born of God and experiences a relationship with God. So you can't be separated from that. You can't say, oh, yes, I love God, but then you don't have a relationship with God. It doesn't work like that. You love God, you're going to have a relationship with him. And then it goes on to say, the person who refuses to love doesn't know the first thing about God, because God is love. So you can't know him if you don't love. Amen. It says, this is how God showed his love for us. God sent his only son into the world so that we might live through him. This is the kind of love we are talking about. Not that we once upon a time loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice. Listen closely. And sent his son as a sacrifice to clear away our sin and the damage they've done to our relationship with God. I think that's worth reading again. Amen. This is the kind of love we are talking about. Not that we once upon a time loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to clear away our sin and the damage they've done to our relationship with God. My dear, dear friend, God loves us like this. We certainly ought to love each other. No one has seen God ever, but if we love one another, God dwells deeply within us. I like that word, deeply. He dwells deeply within us. So, you know, when I'm thinking about how he dwells deeply within us, I'm thinking about, no, it's just not a love that, you know, one minute I love you, next minute I don't. No, his love is deeply within us. And it goes on to say, and his love becomes complete in us, perfect love. Perfect love. Beginning with the 13th verse from the Message Bible, it says, this is how we know we're living steadily and deeply in him, and he in us. He's given us life from his life, from his very own spirit. Also, we've seen for ourselves and continue to state openly that the Father sent his Son as Savior of the world. Everyone who confesses that Jesus is God's son participates continuously in an intimate relationship with God. We know it so well We've embraced it heart and soul, this love that comes from God. See, that's that unconditional love. That's that agape love. It's unconditionally. Because he didn't have to do that for us, but he did. Amen, amen. And so we had a lot of reference scriptures also on love. Because throughout the Bible, you know, we can read, we can pick it up to know that God is love. Just like we shared in John 3:16, where they say, for God so loved the world that he gave. How about that? He gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Well, I thank God for giving his son and his son laying down his life for us, because we didn't have the mind to do it, but he did. He knew what we needed and still need to this day. Praise God, praise God. So John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so when I look at that in the New Translation, it's kind of similar. It says, for God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. Praise God. Boy, that love, you think about that, it's some, that love is just unspeakable. That love is the type of love that we should have one for another. Amen, amen. Praise God. So before we go into some of the scriptures that we shared, is there anyone would like to have something to say pertaining to love? Amen.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
When I was coming up, we used to sing, love lifted me, and I can remember them words. When nothing else can help, love lifted me.
Amen.
Love. And love is a beautiful thing. I mean, to have family and friends that love you and you can feel it, it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful. Mm-hmm. God is love. That's all. Oh, and yes, The Commodores is another song. Jesus is Love by Lionel Richie. Jesus is Love. And I thank him.
Amen, amen. I do too. Yes, I do. He looked beyond my fault, and he saw my need. My need was that love that I needed from him, that unconditional love. And so with that, it ties the scriptures together. The scriptures that we share so often. I want to say, John, on Monday, was it Monday? Well, on one day this week, I usually write down what day it was, but we had John 15 and verse 13. So let us go there to talk about the love of God. So 15 and verse 13, it said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Aren't you happy that we are his friend? Not only his friends, but his children. Thank you, Lord. And then as I go up above that verse, it said, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. So you see, that's a command, that we should love one another. So when we love one another, we want to treat others the way we want to be treated. You're not going to mistreat yourself. So you think about that when you are loving your brothers and your sisters. You want to love them like God loved them. You don't want to find the worst in someone. Like our mother used to say when we were young, if you don't have anything to say good about a person, don't say anything at all. Amen. So, you know, that was a form of love even then. Even though when we were younger, we didn't understand that, but we did know not to, you know, put other people down. And so as I was studying the scriptures, you know, some of those things came to mind, especially that one. So we want to love others as we love ourselves. We're not going to mistreat ourselves. We shouldn't want to mistreat anyone else. So God's love will help you to grow in the way that God wants you to grow, not as the world loves, because see, the world's love is temporary. It's not unconditional like God's love. God's love is unconditional. You can love God if you don't have a dime to your name. You can still love God, where the world may feel like that if you don't have so many, you know, money, if you don't have a certain amount of money, well, I don't love you, you can't do nothing for me, you know, and that's how the world looks at it. But we as children of God, we look at it spiritual. You know, God is love, and I like to think that he's always loving and caring. In the Old Testament, yes. In one of the I want to say, he chastised those whom he loves. So don't get upset about that. That's because he loves us. He corrects us. He's guiding us. And that's that love that we should have one to another. Amen. And Pastor, would you like to have something to say there?
No, I just think that's awesome, Pastor, what you're saying. I just got a little loose there. Thank you so much. I can comment later if you like.
Okay.
Because you know how once I get on a roll.
We love it too, Pastor. We love it. Praise God. Okay. So the verses.
What do you want me to do, Pastor? I'll do it. You tell me. If you want me to comment now or later, it don't matter.
Amen. Well, we'll let you comment now, Pastor. Come on in, Pastor.
Oh, okay.
And welcome back.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, first, let me start out by saying thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you, Evangelist Renee, for being online and helping. I enjoyed your prayer. Matter of fact, I tipped in a couple of times, charming couple of times this week, and I really enjoyed what I heard. And I just want to say about love. You made mention a moment ago. See, love is not a feeling, brothers and sisters. Love is a decision.
Mm.
And it's all predicated on knowledge. And loving like God is the format, for a better way of saying it. That's our blueprint, how to love. People say, well, I don't know how to, I don't feel it. I think Pastor said something about money. Because if you don't have money, you can't love folks, or they don't love you, whatever. But one of the greatest things you said to me this day, and then you said, I think you might have said it Friday or it might have been Monday, but one day you said, God expect for us to love like he loved. And brothers and sisters, that's true. You want to know how to love? You don't love a person based on how much money they got, where they come from, their status. Because that's the way the world does it. If you're spiritual, you don't base love on that. Your love is just like she said, unconditional. And let me tell you what that word agape means in the Hebrew. The Hebrew word for that is agapo. Agapo is a word, love, without conscience. You don't think about it. It becomes your nature. Just like a dog nature, just like a pig. See, your nature is what you do. And it's not predicated on anything but what's in you. So a pig or a hog loves slop. That's their nature. That's what's in them. Yeah. And if you loving like God, you love because that's what's in you. It ain't what you're going to get back from it. It ain't going to how you going to do this or do that. You know, I've loved and I've did a lot of things because that's what's in me. I help people. I had spent my own money to help people, not because I wanted them to pay me back. I did it. They never asked me for anything. I never asked them, but that's what I did. That's what's in me to love.
Hallelujah.
So that's what she was saying. That's what Pastor was saying even the other day and even today. We got to love like God. You say, okay, well, here's the blueprint for love. The blueprint for love is to do it just like God did it. He forgave us. Then you got to forgive. You can't walk around holding stuff on your sleeve, unforgiveness. You got to forgive because that's what God did. See, love carries two things with it. And I'm going to give it back to Pastor because she did such an awesome job this week, Pastor. I can't tell you. I should have took out the money plate every day, the bucket every day. You did such an awesome job. You should have got a collection every day. If you was in the World Church, honey, you'd have got a big offering this week. I'm telling you because you did a good job for the couple of several times I heard you. But anyway, it's two things I just want to make mention of. It's two things you're going to always know if it's love, if it's really true love, and if it's the God kind of love, agape. You do it without thinking about it. You do it without conscience. You're not plotting with it. You're not, well, I'm going to do it, but I'm going to expect this back. See, you don't expect anything. Love doesn't allow you to expect anything. You do it,
right.
And then the other part is love always gives. If you're not giving, it's not love. It's not the God kind of love. See, the world way of doing things is expectancy. They expect something back. No matter what now, they expect a return because that's the world system. But God kind of love, it calls us to give. So you ask the question, so? So how do you explain the word so? So you can't adequately explain the word so. It's so. That's the way it is. It's just so. So if I don't get a dime back, and you ain't finna talk about it, you ain't finna harass them, it's so? I did it. It's done. Don't ask me. I did it. And trying to figure it out, that man was, blood was gushing all out of his head. He wasn't akin to me. I picked him up. I ran him to the hospital. That's what love did. The world system say, well, he ain't no kin to me. He ain't got no money. He can't help me, so I'm not going to help him. See, that's the world's way.
Yeah. Amen.
It's just like your child. Your child go to jail, baby, believe me, you're going to get them out. I don't care how many times you done told them not to. The love in you would say, well, that's my child. It says so. Well, you done told him not to do that. So? See, the word so means just what it says. So? You like him and he's short? So? You like her and she's big? So? It doesn't matter. See? It doesn't matter. So when you understand John 3:16, for God so loved, that was the foundation, one of her foundational scriptures this week, for God so loved, it was so. It was so you can't even explain it. It just, you know, if Pastor called me and it's 3 o'clock in the morning, I can't answer the phone and say, well, why you calling me this time of the morning? You know I'm asleep. No, it's like so. Love says, what can I do for you? How can I help you? How can I make life better? Well, did you get a job? Yeah. You don't have a job. You ain't doing this and you ain't doing that. Well, see, love doesn't go through all of that. Love doesn't remind you of your past. Love lets you let your past be your past and your future be your future. Love is right now. The God kind of love she was talking about. But let me kind of back it down a little bit. But those are two things. You're gonna love gonna always give. That's one way you can recognize love. It's gonna always give, and it's not looking for nothing in return. That's what love does. Mm-hmm. Love always give. Don't look for anything in return, and it's always carried along with it that says so. For God so loved. See, so when he so loved, grace takes care of it. Grace, mm-hmm. grace said, okay, it's all right. Grace mm-hmm. did it. Grace said it's okay. Because it's the same thing God did for us, we're to do to others. Matter of fact, like Pastor mm-hmm. said a moment ago, it's a commandment. That's an order from your commanding officer, chief commander, mm-hmm. that you are to love not any kind of way. And I'm not going to get off of this one either. You can't love no any kind of way. Stop it. Stop mm-hmm. trying to love like that. It's the world way. Mm-hmm. Love like he loved, Pastor said. That's what the scripture she read. You are required to love like God loved. And don't give me this business. You can do it because you're spiritual. Now, if you're not spiritual, you're absolutely right. You can't do it. Don't mm-hmm. even be trying. Okay.
Yes.
But
amen.
If you are spiritual, as you say you are,
mm-hmm.
you're love. If you everything that you say you are in Christ, 1 John 2 says, we're his little children. What makes us little children is because we're children of love. That's what makes us children. We're the same product. See, everybody's not a child of God. You got to know that. And because they say it, don't mean it either.
Amen.
A lot of times it's in the action. That part of that commandment you're talking about. You're commanded to act like your daddy. You're commanded mm-hmm. to share love. So when people start wanting to negotiate your love, they don't have that same love that God had. God never... he never negotiated that. He saw the need and he operated there. He know that man needs a savior. So he became the savior. He not only just sent this, he became the savior. See, that's the deep part of that love that God said, well, you can't do it, so I'm going to do it for you. See?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
But thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to, because you did such an awesome week. Awesome job this week. I had made my mind I wasn't going to say anything, but just thank you and all those that listen, and especially Evangelist Renee. She was there with you, and I just appreciate all she had to say this week. It was awesome. And the prayer and the sandwiches, just everything, and especially the subject you used. One of the things I'm going to do next week, and I'm going to quit. I'm thinking about the Lord has given me part of this new way of living is to restore. God restored love to us, brothers and sisters. And I'm going to talk about restoration. And he restored us like he is. So when you've been restored, you can love like him. So if you haven't been restored, you're right. You can't love like this. But if you've been restored, you can love like God. Thank you so much, Pastor. Back in your hands.
God bless you, Pastor. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. Oh, that's just awesome. That's the way you also brought that out as well. God's love. And yes, love is what love does. Amen. You're a doer of the word of God when we love one another. Amen. I remember I want to read this from, must have been Tuesday, when it talks about love. It said, God is eternally, enduringly, steadfastly loving and affectionate. He does not forsake or betray his covenant love. And that's John 3:16, Ephesians 2:4 and 5, in 1 John 4:16, and we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love. And the one who remains in love remains in God, and God remains in him. Amen. So I just wanted to also bring that out as well. Amen. It's unconditional love. Thank you, Lord. And one of the scriptures that we read was also, we kind of, I think it was, oh, okay, it was Matthew. That's what it was, Matthew 22. And verses 39, well, let me go up a little further. So Matthew 22, and I'm going to start with verse 37 through 40, reading from the King James. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So see, right there is telling us that love that we need to have, that God kind of love, as Pastor also brought out as well. So from the New Living Translation, it said, Jesus replied, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law and all the demands of the prophet are based on these two commandments. Amen. So you see, love has to be important for him to bring it out the way that he said that we ought to love one another as he loves us. So when we go back to 1 John, we go back there. Well, I also wanted to mention as well that love from 1 John 4:7-16, it says some form of love is mentioned 16 times in that 1 John 4. So it's very important. Amen.
Amen, amen. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Can you hear me?
Yes, good afternoon.
Pastor Bell, this is one of my favorite subjects. I love this topic, and I love what you did with it, and it brought things more clearer to me spiritually and consciously and intellectually as well. Love is the highest frequency you can operate off of, and I've always known that, but now I understand why, because it's something that comes from God. And like Pastor Beasley was saying, that you can't love like God unless you're going to be spiritual. And that's true, because if you love with expectancy, which humans do all the time, expectancy kills the genuineness of anything. If you're going to give somebody a gift, or if you're going to do something for a person, you know, expectancy is, it's not genuine anymore once you have expectancy, because you have come out of the spiritual realm and went into the human realm, and intellectually or in your mind, you're operating. Love is like second nature. It just comes. It's natural. It's like Pastor Beasley said, it's a decision that you make, but you will, well, I can say I have experienced a feeling from it. You know, when you, I just feel like to operate on a genuine level, you have a different experience. Just like Pastor taught us in the past about believing. You don't believe if you have a doubt or if somebody could come up and sway you a little bit. That's not 100% belief, because it's no longer genuine belief when you have that doubt. And the same way with love. If you're doing something out of love, or if you love somebody and you have an expectancy always kills the genuineness of the word love. Amen. I love this topic, and I love you, Pastor Bell, and this is beautiful that you're teaching us about that. Amen.
Amen. God bless, and thank you so much. Amen. Amen. And, you know, when you reflect on this love, the God kind of love, it says, think of a time when another person really listened to your words and the feelings underneath those words. Then reflect the feeling back to you. This is rare. Thank God for that person and pray that God will bless them. So you see,
yes,
when we, as I said one day also last week, love is also a form of listening, because when you listen, that is also a form of love. So we can show love, the God kind of love. And as we do that, we can learn how to love our enemies through this. Pastor said something earlier when he said you have to also forgive. You do. You have to forgive in order to love. You can't just, say, oh, I love you, but you got to forgive as well. And I like that.
Yes.
Listening is also an act of love. That's how we can learn and grow through God's word. So the scriptures that we also read was 1 John 4, verses 13 through 16. And Brother Evangelist Sharon, since you're with us, I'll let you read that from the King James. If you're able,
yes,
to
Pastor.
Read.
I am, Pastor. 1 John
4.
I apologize. Yes, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. 13 through 16.
Praise the Lord. In the King James, it reads as follows. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And so from the Message Bible, it said, this is how we know we're living steadily and deeply in him and he in us. He's given us life from his life, from his very own Spirit. Also, we've seen for ourselves and continue to state openly that the Father sent his Son as the world. Everyone who confesses that Jesus is God's Son participates continually in an intimate relationship with God. We know it so well, we've embraced it heart and soul. This love that comes from God. Amen. So when we're talking about that godly love, you know, I just thank God that the godly love that I see, and I want to say Evangelist Renee had shared that when she opened up with the sandwich, how just that love that you had that runs from heart to heart, and that love is that godly love, and she was sharing with how she could feel that godly love, because no matter what you go through, she still can hold on, and we too can hold on to the godly kind of love, that unconditional love. And so in sharing that earlier, I just thank God to know that God's love, tell you, you can't beat it. So from the, let me see, what is this? The New Living Translation, verses 13 through 16 says, and God has given us his spirit. That's how we're able to love one another, because we have his spirit. And it says, as proof that we live in him and he in us. Furthermore, we have seen with our own eyes and now testify that the Father sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. All who confess that Jesus is the Son of God have God living in them, and they live in God. Amen. And verse 16, we know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in his love. Amen. So we're just so thankful that we can have his love to guide us. His love directs our path. His love helps us to love one another unconditionally, no matter what's going on. That unconditional love guides us and directs us. And so with this, you know, 1 John 4 verses 7-10, just, you know, it just lets us know. And I think I skipped verse 11 and 12, but 11 and 12, it lets us know. I'm just going to read it from the Message Bible. It said, my dear friends, if God loves us like this, that means he loves us unconditionally, we certainly ought to love each other. We need to love each other unconditionally. So you stepped on my foot and you didn't say, excuse me, I still got to love you unconditionally. No matter how, you know, other people might not love you like God loves you, that's all right. We still have to love one another. It goes on to say, no one has seen God ever, but if we love one another, God dwells deeply within us, and his love becomes complete in us. And it also says love. So that's where we have to be. And if we don't have that, we need to pray and ask God to give us that unconditional love for one another. As Pastor, the kind of love that you're not looking for payback. You're not trying to keep a tab of what you've done for another person and adding it all up and telling them, okay, so you owe me this. No, you have to love them unconditionally, no matter what, especially if you've been born again and born of the Spirit of God. That's what we, that's where we are. That's the life we should be living. Amen. So at this time, I'll be turning it back over to Pastor, and then we'll just take it from there. Close out there. Amen. So, Pastor, you still with us?
Yeah, thank you, Pastor, so much. I appreciate you. I can't overemphasize the fact that you have did such a great job this week. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I tell you, just good to have somebody like you around. Probably the best way to say it, just good to have somebody like you on my team, I tell you. To know they'll just step in and do such an awesome job. And not any kind of job, but a spiritual-led job. And that's what I like. I knew when God had put in my spirit to ask you to do this, that I had already seen that outcome. And I felt like I was just, to me, it's just like you leave your child with somebody. You know, you just don't leave your child with no in and everybody. But
that's right.
So that's my attitude about it. And I knew you would do an excellent job, and you would do things per the scripture. So I'm just excited about it all. And thank you, thank you, thank you. There's a word to say, I'm going to steal your thunder. But Pastor, you should, you know that my uncle used to tell me this. He said, there's two times I want to preach, when somebody don't preach and when somebody do preach. And the time when you want to preach is, boy, somebody to open up that thing and you just want to go with it. But as they say, you know, you did such a great job this week, Pastor. It ain't nothing I can say but thank you and amen. That's about the best I can say. And I'm getting ready for next week. You're going to make me have to stop in my acts, Pastor. I tell you that.
Praise
for sure. But that's about all I had to say. Anyone else have anything else they want to say before we get Pastor to dismiss us and call it a day? It was something I said. I was trying to find it. I wrote it down. It was something Sister Renee said in her prayer that, boy, it just really caught my spirit. And I want to say it correctly. I got it wrote down. So, but I'll just wait and shout it tomorrow.
Praise God. Okay. I thought I heard Evangelist Renee.
Yeah, I wanted to say that I really enjoyed your word last week, Pastor Bell. It was awesome. Wonderful.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And thank you, Evangelist Renee. Thank you, Pastor. I like to just thank each and every one. I don't leave nobody out. You know, you get to calling names, you leave out somebody. So thank you, everybody, for your encouraging words and also for keeping me lifted up in prayer. Amen, amen. I love you all, and God loves us too. So everyone, remain blessed, and I'm looking forward to next week, the restoration. Oh, wow, I'm looking forward to that. Praise God. So God bless everyone. We'll see everybody tomorrow for the Word at Noon.